you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcasting application, or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here next couple of hours. Strap in, everybody. Lots to talk about, lots to complain about, probably some yelling and some cussing.
Yay!
Hopefully some laughing.
I like right. Turtles.
And I like turtles, too.
He's lying. You think he's lying?
Who, the kid?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Is he a Republican?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on our social medias and everything as we will probably get through this show before the hurricane hits.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow's show, I don't know. That's going to be dead like a couple of hours before landfall. So it's going to be rainy and windy AF here. And a good possibility that our power is going to go out, because our power goes out when a butterfly farts, it seems, here in Pensacola, IA.
Right.
At least this section of Pensacola, IA. So
Pensacola, IA, bitches.
May not have a Wednesday show. Definitely no Thursday show. I have a prior commitment. Like
yes.
The first lady, the reason she missed the swearing in of Mr. I Like Beer or Judge I Like Beer.
Isn't because she was fucking that guy that she's seeing on the side?
I have so much to do. I am busy.
I hate you.
Join us on our social medias and everything. I'm angry at Sky God for giving me a migraine. So
oh,
if I'm
yes.
sounding a little
that sucks.
On the lower energy side.
Right.
I'm angry at, apparently there's a couple homosexuals touching each other in the Lord.
Is that why you get migraines?
Punishing people with
somebody's
migraines.
Doing anal in Florida somewhere.
Well, that's
now
why,
I got a headache.
Apparently that's probably why
wow.
the hurricane's coming, right?
God, why? You guys, quit banging each other in the ass, okay?
Nothing they do, of course. Nothing the Christians do ever
oh,
incurs God
yes.
wrath.
No,
no,
please,
none
nothing.
Of the hatred or the bigotry or the anti-gay violence or anti-Muslim violence or any of that shit.
You're just a dumb shit, they say, you know?
Yeah.
They say some dumb shit.
Bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit.
Shit.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I agree with him.
Snoop Dogg, let's see what's going on.
Did you
let's...
say your name? You didn't say your name.
Oh, my name's Patrick Baum.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening, America, and Trump and everybody that voted for him. Please, suck a dick.
Let's, we can launch right into the headlines, and then we'll get to all the... Oops.
For the...
Well, that's a little premature articulation there. Then we'll get to all the fun headlines and everything. Now it won't reload. That's fucking spectacular. There we go. Mm-hmm.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, October 9th, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the Comedy Pinko Liberal.
It's me.
This is new. Social media slime from EPA honcho.
Yes.
EPA chief, this is an exclusive, it says, over at the Huffington Post. EPA chief Andrew Wheeler engaged with racist conspiratorial posts on social media.
Oh, okay.
The agency had brushed off his interactions with a pizza gator and says he doesn't remember liking any racist pictures of the Obamas.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Wheeler, the acting administrator of the EPA, who we were worried is more dangerous possibly than Scott Pruitt, because Scott Pruitt's corrupt horitude, blatant ridiculousness.
Right.
And all the unethical spending and all that shit was enough to derail him.
Right.
More worrying would be someone who would do all the exact same shit to destroy the environment without that. And there we have Andrew Wheeler.
Right. And he's appointed by Trump. And he's in Trump's cabinet. Or is the EPA, is that the cabinet? Who knows? It doesn't fucking matter. It's part of Trump's administration.
Yeah.
Name me somebody that doesn't totally fucking suck. These are all kleptocrats. All they want to do is roll back regulations. It's not like, I mean, you know, he's appointed by Trump.
The acting commission administrator repeatedly has engaged, apparently in the past, with inflammatory content on his personal Facebook and Twitter accounts over the past 5 years, including the last month.
Wow, what a shocker.
The previously unreported interactions include liking a racist image of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama on Facebook.
What a puke.
And retweeting an infamous Pizzagate conspiracy theory.
This guy is the head of the EPA. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And he retweeted a Pizzagate thing in the last month.
Well, I don't know about something in that wheelhouse.
God.
Either racist or nasty or whatever in the last month. I don't know if it's Pizzagate. The findings paint an embarrassing, if unsurprisingly partisan, picture of the 53-year-old former coal lobbyist.
Right. God. I mean, what do we do with these people in the Trump administration? Who are we supposed to do? Just sit here? My God, they're all evil.
In an email to the Huff Post on Tuesday, Wheeler said he did not recall, I don't recall, liking the image of the Obamas and clicked on tweets from conspiracy theorists without reviewing the source. Over the years, I've been a prolific social media user and liked and inadvertently liked countless social media posts.
One thing we know about people from the Trump kleptocracy, they lie. They're racist and they lie.
Specifically, I do not remember the post depicting President Obama and the First Lady. As for some of the other posts, I agreed with the content and was unaware of the sources.
No, okay. You fucking liar. You fucking liar.
The American Bridge 21st Century, a Democratic Political Action Committee, first uncovered the social media posts.
Ooh, okay.
It's good. Everybody's going through all these fucking Republicans' shit.
Yes, now, I love it.
In 2013, Wheeler liked a photograph of the Obamas sitting at a sports game depicted looking at a white person's hand holding a banana.
What? Explain that to me. What?
A photograph of the Obamas sitting at a sports game looking at a white person's hand holding a banana.
So, I don't know what that means. I mean, I'm sure there's racism in there. I just don't quite understand
it. It's...
They're trying to wonder...
It's them... they're looking intently.
Oh. Oh, they're jealous.
And Barack looks like he's hungry. It's obviously Photoshopped.
They have banana envy.
They're looking lustfully at the white man's banana.
And that's what the head of the EPA liked on Twitter or something, right?
Doesn't remember.
Oh, okay.
But apparently is.
Andrew, you're a fucking liar, dude.
In 2014, Wheeler joked that Hillary Clinton was in the Bible's apocalyptic predictions. A common right-wing trope, painting the former Secretary of State as demonic. In a comment under a post from the page Atheist Republic. Subscribe to the Atheist Republic.
Hell yeah, baby.
Bemoaning Clinton's reverence for the Christian holy book, he wrote, "I think she's mentioned in the book of Revelations right after the four horsemen."
God, does it bother anybody that...
Do we have any adults?
Guys.
Do we have any adults on the Republican side whatsoever?
No.
Any worthwhile, decent, ethical, kind human beings on that side? Please, somebody ring in. Nominate someone.
No, there's no adults.
Find me one.
There's no adults. And like... I saw this thing in the Atlantic. It said it when about Nikki Haley leaving, and they were like, "Oh, all the adults are leaving the White House." Myth. There were never adults in the White House. There were never adults in the White House. There's no adults in the Senate, and there's no adults in the House from the GOP. Otherwise, we'd have Trump impeached, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is no that, adults on the right.
Is there McDonald's coffee?
What?
Is this the McDonald's coffee?
No. That's the shitty coffee stuff.
It's good, though. It's a good blend. I don't know. Thank you for making coffee.
You're welcome.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to help us buy coffee. Help us rebuild after the
storm.
Impending hurricane. Yeah.
God.
I think the gods are smiling upon us. I think it's aiming a little bit farther eastward, and we're on the good side of it, so we're not gonna get the big storm surges here. It's still gonna suck. It's still gonna be really high winds and rain and shit like that, but it's I don't think we're getting the worst for it of it. Thoughts and prayers
to
Panama City, which seems to be square in sights.
Hey, all you guys down there that voted for Trump, are you excited that he's gonna be in charge of, I don't know, digging you out after the storm's finished? Are you excited about that? Just wondering, motherfuckers.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay!
Oh, and Wheeler has apparently retweeted Jack Posobiec a few times. Jack Posobiec of Pizzagate fame.
You know what, dude? I am so tired of stories about people from his administration doing shitty things. And I'm so tired of the surprise and
shock.
Think
of what we don't know.
I'm surprised of the surprise. I'm tired of all the shock and all the oh, I can't believe this and that, and where are the adults? All that bullshit is making me insane. There is nothing good that will ever come from Donald Trump. Grow the fuck up and accept it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking, you're out of your mind. You're on LSD if you think otherwise.
Sunday, everybody.
Go fuck yourself.
Hit the wrong button. Can't see real well when I have a migraine.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be this.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Morning Zoo. Same thing.
Ooh, yes.
Same thing as Sarah Palin,
right,
Morning Zoo.
Absolutely.
Over at the Drudge Report, y'all, the Drudgies ain't thinking. The other big news story today. Now, why would they put that picture in the Drudge Report? I would think they like Nikki Haley on the Drudge Report.
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, she's quitting, though.
Haley resigns as UN ambassador, it says. Dina Powell. Oh, great. Oh, fuck. Dina Powell.
Who's that?
She's batshit. If it's who I'm thinking of, she's been on the shows and she is just beyond craven. Maybe it's not who I'm thinking of. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Nikki Haley is unexpectedly resigning.
Sad.
We've decided there's something up. There's shenaniganry afoot because
something bad.
It's not a good time right before the election for generally you don't want someone higher up in the administration leaving, you don't want the appearance of chaos or anything like that. So this is would not be the optimal time that one would think she, especially since she's leaving at the end of the year.
Will this bother her base, though? I mean, Trump's base? No, I meant Trump's base. They don't, number one, they don't understand, and then they don't give a fuck.
They're transactional. They don't.
So I don't know why this is going to, how does this affect anything?
If it's something, if they love her, if she's helping Trump, they hate her. If she's says anything slightly against Trump and, but she was pretty vague about why she was leaving. It's just time.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It's been so many years. I was a governor and I'm just so, you know, there's so
much
going on.
You're a piece
I believe in term limits, she said, and that people should move on.
You propped up a fascist. You were part of this fascist fucking racist regime. Go fuck yourself.
She, I wonder if there's tape of, but the odd part is that she didn't, she's not leaving in a tweet. She's not, leaving, on bad terms like most of these people seem to, even if they pretend to like Trump. He turns on him minutes later.
Is there a rumor? I mean, I'm just throwing out a rumor here. I don't give a fuck. Isn't there a rumor that her and Trump were fucking?
I thought that was an inference from the, it was implied in the, we inferred it. It was implied by the Fire and Fury book.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Maybe Trump knocked her up and she's, I don't know.
And I read the Fire and Fury book. That's pretty vague.
Yeah.
There's a reference to someone that he may be fucking. But I thought it was more leaning toward Hope Hicks.
You know, the thing is, it's like, Hope Hicks. See, the thing is, I don't know why we would assume Trump isn't being all creepy and, you know, moving on quote unquote bitches like he likes to say. You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't he be doing that? Why? Because it's the White House and
I'm
being
president.
Nuts.
You ever fuck a president?
Yeah, I don't put that past him. Why not?
So inexplicably, she's decided to resign as UN ambassador and I don't know where they are, Oval Office, somewhere in the White House they're sitting. And they gave like a joint press conference and basically licked each other's holes.
Ooh,
and
Snapchat.
It's the worst, the most egregious thing. Let me see if I can find this clip of hers. Here's a little bit.
Is she leaving because of Kavanaugh? She's disgusted by the cat. just can't imagine that she's leaving for some altruistic reason.
Swears she's not running in 2020, which was the speculation that she's among some of these rodents that are jumping ship now before the Trump tannic goes down. And Paul Ryan and these other ones that are going to go off and have their nipple hair permed so it looks good for the 2020 presidential
election. Right. Who the fuck would vote for Nikki Haley, man? You got to be kidding me.
It's a great day in the United States, and I'm proud to have been part of the team. Now, I don't have anything set on where I'm going to go. I think that the main thing was I was governor for 6 years, and we dealt with a hurricane, a 1,000-year flood, a church shooting, a school shooting. There was a lot. And then to come in and do 2 years of Russia and Iran and North Korea, it's been 8 years of intense time, and I'm a believer in term limits. I think you have.
She did a couple of times mention Russia as kind of like the big vexing issue for her in the UN.
Oh, okay.
To be selfless enough to know when you step aside and allow someone else to do the job. So thank you, Mr. President.
You,
it's been an honor of a lifetime. And I will say this for all of you that are going to ask about 2020. No, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one. So I look forward to supporting the president in the next election.
What a liar.
I'm waiting. I wonder if they have the good quote of the day here.
What is that?
Wait, there's more.
Family is very supportive. So, no, there's no personal reasons. I think that it's just very important for government officials to understand when it's time to step aside. And I have given everything I've got these last 8 years. And I do think that sometimes it's good to to rotate in other people who can put that same energy and power into it. So there really is a lot of people are going to want to say there's a lot of reasons why I'm leaving. The truth is I want to make sure that this administration, the president, has the strongest person to fight.
Well, we have a number of people that would very much like to do it. It's a great position. And Nikki realizes that she's helped make it a much better position, if you want to know the truth. I think it's become maybe a more glamorous position than it was 2 years ago. Maybe I wonder why, but it is.
What the fuck?
Because she's hot. That's his number one accomplishment that she did was
she was hot.
She was hot.
She brought glamour to this position.
I wonder why, smirk, smirk.
Well, hey, Trump, why don't we put a bunch of hot chicks in your cabinet? Why not?
Okay.
God damn. You make it look like Fox News, you dickhead. Jesus Christ. We are in the 1950s. And by the way,
you haven't seen Ben Carson in a bikini.
Right. Oh, yes. Nikki Haley, hubba, hubba. I call bullshit. You're a fucking liar. All that's bullshit. There's no way. Term limits. She's in the middle of her term. She's in the middle of
I love how she's stepping aside to allow someone else. Someone else. I've had too much fun. I've enjoyed myself too well. It's time for someone else to get on the ride.
And by the way, this is the administration where every cabinet person, every appointee does something untoward, does something unethical. I mean, she's on the hook for some fucking plane rides she shouldn't have taken or what the fuck ever.
Well, they were just looking at them. That's not... I mean,
I read about that.
I read about it too. They're looking at whether she used a few flights that she shouldn't have.
Right.
But it's nowhere near Scott Pruitt level. Yeah, it's nowhere near Price level.
But imagine it was Obama's UN secretary.
Well, sure.
People would be losing their fucking minds. So that's why we have to fucking care. Fuck this. You know,
but her
lying.
Own people also turned the stuff over to make sure that they were.
Yeah.
That they were, it was copacetic.
Yeah.
So okay. I just don't think it's as bad.
Well,
I'm not. You know,
she's horrible. Listen, I don't believe anything she said in that fucking press conference. She's lying.
2 years ago, maybe I wonder why, but it is. I mean, she's made it a very glamorous position. She's made it a more important.
Complete opposite.
How the fuck is, what the fuck is he talking about?
She's made it a very glamorous position.
Then why leave? Why leave, Donald? Why the fuck is she leaving? Why are you letting go one of your quote-unquote hot chicks? I don't understand.
Man, Republicans, I mean...
You're lying.
They can't be more cartoonishly sexist.
Yeah,
what's his name? Grassley the other day says... they say, why don't you have more women on the Judiciary Committee? Oh, there's just so much work. I don't think they want to do all the work. It's a lot of work, you know.
Well, Chuck Grassley is a fossil. He's barely alive.
All of them.
They're
all of them.
These people.
There's this weird sexism.
Yeah, they're sexist. They're dishonest. I mean, am I supposed to sit here and be a naive little bitch and believe anything from what was just said at this press conference? I'm supposed to believe that she's leaving for altruistic reasons? Any of us are supposed to believe that. Are we dupes? Are we marks? Something bad happened. That's what's up. Something bad
went
down.
Well, or something bad's going to happen, and she sees it coming, and she wants to keep the Trump feces off of her as much as possible when it hits the fan.
Too late.
But I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm trying to find the audio of it. If not, I'll just read what she said that makes me want to shoot myself. No, I can't find it. Here it is.
Yeah, yeah.
She called Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
Strap in, everyone.
Okay.
Jared is such a hidden genius that no one understands.
We don't understand. We are too stupid to understand the genius of Jared fucking Kushner.
It's not just the president I want to thank. It's the family in general. I can't say enough good things about Jared and Ivanka. They do a lot of good things behind the scenes that I wish more people knew about. Because we're a better country. because they're in this administration.
God, fuck off, Nikki. I mean, are we? Fuck you. Shove it up your ass. You're lying. You have no credibility. You hitched your wagon to this Donald Trump. You're dirty.
Hidden genius that no one understands.
That's fucking insane, dude. That's fucking insane. It's Trump. Listen, Donald, the deplorables, your idiot followers might believe what you say when you waddle out and speak into the microphones of these shitty fucking press conferences, but I don't. I don't believe one fucking word.
Those are your headlines, everyone. since we played the pre-Kavanaugh confirmation prediction and demands, I guess, from this person, we should probably play them crowing about the Kavanaugh nomination.
Who is this?
And
is
this? This is where we're going, Republicans. Oh,
God.
Ladies, get those long skirts, because
Handmaid's Tale,
you're gonna be thrown in jail for causing little peckers to rise, walking around with your knees and ankles showing, you whores.
God, we have some stupid fucking motherfuckers in this country. Good God.
Here from the American Family Association is the inimitable, or actually pretty imitable. My name's Brian Fisher. Brian Fisher.
Fuck you.
The Jews are the problem.
Oh, God.
Saturday was the best day in American politics since World War II. I repeat.
Oh, God.
Saturday was the best day in American politics. I'm not saying it's the best day in American history. Oh, or
fuck you.
See, this is why
World War II.
They've turned it into Bama versus the Gators.
Right. What does that mean, since World War II? What does he fucking mean by that?
They've turned it into win-loss, and that's all they care about now. So all the dummies are out there. They don't care about the substance.
Yeah.
They don't care who's delivering the message. They don't care that Trump is rapey. They don't care that he's corrupt. All they care about is that he's smoking the libtards. Got you, libs. Ha, 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 ha.
Vile. You're vile. You're vile.
They're infants.
There's no reasoning with these people. You guys are making it so, like, when I think of the right, there's no reasoning with you. The only hope I have for that side is that they continue to age. Hopefully they smoke. And hopefully sooner rather than later, they turn into fucking mulch and stop fucking voting. What else do we want from these motherfuckers?
The best day for whatever, but it was the best day in American politics since the end of World War II. And I explained that in the column. And, you know, there's a lot to celebrate here if you're a Brett Kavanaugh fan, as I am, as we are. You know, and he was confirmed to the Supreme Court on Saturday, despite a campaign against him that was vicious, and it was cruel, and it was slanderous. I believe the demons of hell, under Satan's direction, threw every single piece of weaponry, every single piece of firepower that they had, threw it into this battle to take out Brett Kavanaugh. They wanted him not just defeated, they wanted him destroyed. I believe
he's a rapist.
Well, and that's not true.
What?
Keep him off the Supreme Court.
Right.
I mean, I'd prefer he's not on the D.C. Circuit. We could talk about that later. But keep him off of the Supreme Court was what we were asking. We're not asking to destroy his life. We're not asking for him to be rotten in jail. We can't. It's
yeah, I mean.
Maybe
he should have. They're he should have been lying. Arrested. After he did what he did to Christine Blasey Ford back in the day, right? 17-year-old holds a woman down in a closet with his hand over her mouth while she screams. Yeah, that guy should go to fucking jail, but you're right. What is this?
Defeated, they wanted him destroyed. I believe it represented a victory of Jesus Christ over Satan and the powers of darkness and evil.
So those that think that sexual assault is bad are the powers of darkness and evil.
Yes. I don't know. Brian.
In the un-
can you just, I'm sorry, can you take your Jesus and just shove it up your ass? Just shove it so far up your fucking ass, you dickhead.
Satan and the powers of darkness and evil in the unseen world. You know, I suggested at the time that the spiritual warfare that was directed against Judge Kavanaugh, I believe, was as intense as anything we have witnessed in the last several decades. It was as if all the demons of...
God, it's like Harry Potter. They really live in like some weird Harry Potter land where all this magic is flying around and they need their hate magic to defeat the other side's hate magic.
It's like this attitude that if you want to oppose someone that they want, it's like, how dare you? How dare you? You know?
And they don't know him from fuck all.
Yes!
They don't know Brett Kavanaugh from anyone. If you're a big Brett Kavanaugh fan like I am, you fucking asshole. You don't know who Brett Kavanaugh was the day before Trump nominated him. You tell me you knew that name, you fucking asshole. Any one of those 10, 11 theo-fascists that were picked by the Federalist Society that are on that list would have given you a little tiny old man white Christian stiffy.
And by the way, no one knows who Brett Kavanaugh is. We don't know. We really don't know. How many docs were withheld?
Thousands.
That were blocked? Thousands, you said, right?
Yeah.
So we don't know him. We don't know what the fuck. There's thousands of docs.
Well, and guess who's going to try to get those when...
The Dems?
Possibly, yeah, if they take over.
I hope so.
Here's a couple seconds left of this.
Hell had been summoned by Satan and ordered to attack this good man in a concerted effort to destroy him. And I believe, thanks to the faithful, committed saints who released the power of God against the powers of darkness through focused and persistent prayer, victory was seized. Victory was snatched out of the jaws of defeat.
Snatched. It was snatched.
It's all they care about.
What a dickhead. God, Brian. Is Brian Fisher married?
No, of course.
Oh, Lord.
Sure. Probably someone a bunch of kids.
Someone slept with him. That's disgusting. Yeah. That's gross to me. God, you're vile. Do you imagine he sits around and he chats? Does he talk at home? Do you think he chats with his family? You have to listen to him caterwauling and prattling on about Jesus this, Jesus that, and everything. Just tired, Brian. Your shtick is tired. It's worn out. It's garbage.
I don't know about this one. This might be a Faithless Friday one, but it's just, I don't know the exact spot of it. It's just really funny. Self-proclaimed prophetess. Prophetess.
What the fuck is that?
She's a prophet with this S on the end.
I'm a prophetess, I am.
And a weather warrior.
Ooh, yes. Hold my penis.
Named Kat Kerr. K-E-R-R. I think we may have played clips of her before. Not much, though. But
I don't remember Kat Kerr.
She's usually on other shows. Like, you know, she'll be on Baker. She'll be
on one
of these other frauds. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's a prophet.
Ah!
She was speaking at River Rock Church in Reno, Nevada.
Ooh, my favorite.
Where she was reporting that following the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. Following Brett Kavanaugh, she was God gave her a vision.
Yes.
In which she saw the souls of those who had been aborted having a party in heaven.
Ah, God, that's fucking hilarious. That sounds like a fun party.
It's like a 5-minute long clip, and I don't have the exact part of it, so I'm not going to listen to all her bullshit. But so there you go. They're telling each other
the abortion
party. Aborted babies are partying in heaven.
Are they? I mean, what do they look like? Just fetuses drinking
blobs of snot.
I mean,
apparently,
weird.
Unless God lets them grow.
Do they have name tags?
I don't know how it works.
Like, how do you introduce yourself? I wasn't even named yet. I was
You know, do you think they have their own section of heaven?
Oh, yes, please, of course.
Like aborted baby land, like a weird fucked up Epcot Center kind
Absolutely.
Of thing?
Sure.
What else is going on? I've got a couple of Trump's America stories.
Yay!
This one is also on our Facebook. Go to Facebook.
Right.com/crabdiving. Go fuck yourself.
And if you want to help us out here, go buy shit through our Amazon portal. Ooh. When you go to buy stuff on the internet, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, bookmark it.
Yeah.
And every time you go, we get a little nibble of taste.
We get paid, baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
That's right.
I'm waiting for our
yes
for this to load, but this is add. I guess what you would add babysitting while black.
Oh God, I saw this story what
to the
America?
Long list of apparent things that you could be detained for if you have brown skin.
Perfect.
This gentleman, I'm trying to see which state it were. Was Georgia, of course. But it's one of them. The sovereign state of Georgia. I'm just waiting for everything to load.
Right.
You know, it's taking a while. Here.
Perfect.
So Georgia resident Corey Lewis, here we go, is his name. Was in a parking lot. Well, we hear this a lot. At a Walmart. A lot of shit happens at Walmart.
Well, that's where everybody, that's the only place people shop.
Because they've taken over local commerce and destroyed every small business within miles.
It's shameful.
Because that's America.
Fuck you.
He was going on an errand with the two children that he was babysitting.
Okay.
Officially babysitting two children.
Yes.
He is an African-American gentleman. The two children he's babysitting are 6 and 10, and they just happen to be white.
Right.
Well, apparently that does not register with some racist fuck woman in Georgia because she approached him in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
And started questioning him about whether the children were safe or not.
I mean, I'm so disappointed in our country. Are we children? Are we ever going to mature? Are we ever going to grow the fuck up?
She then asked him, she wanted to talk to the children.
Right.
I'm going to talk to the children, make sure they're okay. I guess he put them in the car or something.
Good God.
And he said, well, you know, no, I don't think that's really appropriate.
Leave me alone, lunatic.
He didn't see why he should let a complete stranger talk to the children whose safety he was guarding.
But she's white.
So he got in his car and drove back.
Yes.
She followed him. She followed him.
Who the fuck is she?
And saw where they got out of the car and she called the police.
Oh, God. What a fucking asshole. What a load.
So a cop shows up and, you know, now people's afternoons are ruined.
Now it's a thing.
The cop talked to the two children, a 10-year-old girl, 6-year-old boy, said, this is our babysitter.
I'm babysitting.
He didn't kidnap us.
I'm sorry. I'm black, okay? I'm babysitting.
And then the cops even called the kids' parents, who were angry and in disbelief that someone had told the cops to investigate their babysitter.
Of course.
The mother of the two children named Dana Mango,
sounds like a weather person,
said she's stunned anyone would call the police. I said to the police, are you telling me that because there's an African-American male driving my two white kids, that he was stopped, pulled over, and questioned? And the cop said, I'm sorry, ma'am, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. Wow. What are the... I mean, do we know what the woman said when she called the police? Was she like, I think there's a kidnapping in progress, and this black guy has abducted two white kids?
There's video. I wonder.
I mean, God damn.
Oh. I don't know what these videos are.
I mean, I mean, why do people feel like they have to be the police of the fucking planet? And why are you so racist?
Babysitting, right? Y'all see, look, I got two kids in the backseat with me. I'm babysitting. There's this lady across the street. We just came from Subway and Walmart. This lady over here, she's following me.
Oh, God.
This
creepy.
Lady is following me because I got two kids in the back seat that does not look like me.
Good Lord. How embarrassing for us as a planet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to this. Just fuck that lady. God, are there charges being levied against her for doing this?
No, of course not. And the thing is, how many racists and deplorables will be saying, what does it matter? What does it matter? As long as those kids are safe, what does it matter? So he's inconvenienced for a few minutes. What if we had had somebody all amped up like Laquan McDonald's murderer who decided to investigate these children? What if he pulls up all Joe Cop with his gun out saying, get out of the car, and this gentleman reaches for his wallet the wrong way and is dead? Then you white,
right,
entitled cunt who called the police.
I mean, why should anyone?
You're responsible for a death.
I mean, why should anyone put up with this shit? Do you know what I mean? I mean, how would it affect your day if somebody called the cops on you? Because of your skin color, and you had to explain your babysitting. It's going to freak you the fuck out. It's going to, I don't know.
I guess this is a little bit later. Let me see. I don't know where this was posted. It's vertical video, too.
Oh, that sucks.
And my computer's not enjoying the video right
now. We're just always going to have situations like this in our country. We're preoccupied with race. We're fucking idiots. We're children. That lady is a child. I'm sorry. That lady is a fucking child.
Well, yeah, and
the police. The police is here. Now I got to deal with this.
Yeah,
right.
Crazy.
Right. And he's the bad guy for complaining about this, according to the racist scum out there.
Oh,
he is the bad guy. We're all the bad guys because that white woman was only concerned about those children's welfare.
If you call the police on somebody based on skin color and that's it, you should be arrested.
Trump's talking about how Chicago should implement stop and frisk like New York did.
Right.
They should start dragging their citizens off of the street and turning them upside down. See what they're carrying.
And also, let's pretend like that policy probably isn't in place in Chicago. Let's pretend that cops don't pull over black people or harass black people just because they're black. Let's pretend that's not a reality. This is fucked up.
Babysitting while black.
Boy. God, America. Go fuck yourself. It's just, you know, and the problem is we have a president that emboldens that type of behavior.
Oh, and cringes.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I mean.
Trump would be like, what was the black guy doing?
Right. If he didn't do anything, then he shouldn't have anything to be afraid of.
Well, you shouldn't hire a black person when you have white kids.
Do you
That's
want
your
to interact?
Problem right there. Do you want them? Yeah. Do you want him teaching them black stuff?
Do you want to interact with a cop if you're black anyway? I mean, what if you handle your cell phone wrong? What if you do something and these you know, roided up loons think you have a gun and shoot you to death?
When you were in high school and stuff and you went out, did your mom have to have a speech with you every time about how to interact with the police and not get killed?
No.
Oh.
No, of course
not. Gosh, I wonder why.
Of course not. I'm white. My parents I don't even remember. My parents probably said, hey, if you have a problem, you could always talk to a cop.
Yeah.
Not the case. If you're not white, it's not the fucking case.
And that's still 50-50. I've run into some asshole fucking cops. We've talked about that before.
Absolutely.
That there's no reason to talk to citizens when you pull them over for a rolling stop at a stop sign. There's no reason to act like you've just captured Ted Bundy.
Good God. I know. I fucking know. But that point you made, I mean, that point you made about the conversations African-American parents probably have to have with their kids about cops.
Definitely
that's why Black Lives Matter. That's why Black Lives Matter. I don't have to have that. I didn't have to have that conversation with my parents because I'm white, and that's the only reason.
This guy's Facebook has pictures of these kids that he babysits all over it, too.
Yeah, he probably likes the kids. This is insanity. This is fucking nuts.
Now, a white dude with two black kids would Joe Citizen or Jonette Citizen, would she be as quick to the cell phone? Would she be following those little black children back to the house to make sure they're safe from that evil white man?
No, but she would call the police on those black kids because she'd be worried about that white guy.
Yeah.
She'd be like, these black kids.
Is that 10-year-old and 6-year-old holding you up?
Are
you being held hostage by those two little Negroes?
God, we're so racist.
Yeah.
We're so racist. And it's, stupidity. I don't know.
I didn't do anything.
It's fucking dumb.
But the police is here now. The police. The police is here. Now I gotta deal with this. It's crazy.
These cars pulling up.
We'll see what the police got to say about this.
He's got his cell phone aimed right at them.
Yes.
Smart thing to do. And
right,
then they're like,
well,
the cops get upset right away. You pull out your cell phone. I give zero fucks how the cops feel. The cops feel.
And also, too, I would want it documented for when I get shot to death by those motherfuckers.
Every moment, every citizen nearby should be whipping out a cell phone anytime there's a police person doing anything these days, because we don't trust you. And even when we have video of you killing people, that even doesn't work sometimes.
I can't breathe, Eric Garner.
Right.
Died.
What's up, man?
I'm being followed and harassed. That's what's up.
I've heard.
Oh, the cop is laughing, said I've heard.
So, yeah, because he thinks it's stupid, right?
She saw you at Walmart.
I was at Walmart, yeah. I got two kids I'm babysitting. We ate at Subway at Walmart. Went and got some gas.
13, 14.
She pulled up talking about are the kids okay?
Mm.
Why wouldn't they be okay? No one's yelling, no one's screaming, no one's trying to run away.
No return.
She left, came back, and said, and asked to see the little girl so she can ask her does she know who I am?
Yeah.
All right? And then I went over to get some gas at Murphy's.
Oh, yeah.
She came back there and stayed there.
Yeah, why can't he now press charges for her harassing him?
Right, and yes, and also, it's an abuse of 911, right? I mean, you're going to have
They should charge these people.
Yes, absolutely. You should charge him for the cost of that patrol car to come out there.
Yeah.
How else do you solve this? Because you're not going to make people not racist. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
Forget that. We are a racist country full of ignoramuses are dumb.
Well, we got to get Trump out of office.
Right.
I mean, because he's just a big white hood on a flag for all of them.
Right.
Well, mind if I talk to him?
That's crazy.
I know, but you mind if I do?
I mean, why?
I'm trying to know this.
To fulfill her?
No, it's just basically at this point in time, it's like a code for it, which is like an okay check, just to make sure everything's all right.
Hey, can y'all step out?
Oh, they gotta step out?
Yeah, I just
wanna
talk to him.
Please explain to the officer who Mr. Lewis is, please.
So now these poor kids are being interrogated on the street by this asshole cop. There is zero probable cause for any of this. Zero.
How does
zero.
This make this guy feel?
And to the white racist, this is fine.
Oh,
you're inconveniencing the Negro. So what?
They don't give a
fuck.
We're
making sure those little white kids are safe. We don't care if that Negro's afternoon is ruined.
Ooh, God. I mean, I don't know. What are we
infuriating.
Supposed to think about this? It's just like, there's no dignity. Then that guy, he's working his job. That's his job, to babysit.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, and then the babysitter says, why do you need to check on him? Because of her? And then that cop is like, well, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Yeah, that's why. Because a white woman's concerned. That's why I have to talk to those kids.
Right.
And you're black. There's even racism there with those cops. Let me check on the kids. Go fuck yourself. I'm in charge of them. It's my fucking job.
Right.
Damn.
And that asshole woman wins.
Right, right.
She wins. Of course. She would have only felt better had this poor black guy been shot down the street. Then
that would have
really made her day. That would have been what she was really seeking.
She won. You know?
Yeah.
And you know what?
I wish she had her like license plate or something on video so she could be internet shamed. At the very least.
Yeah, you're right, man. Her name should be all over social media.
It's just infuriating bullshit here in Trump's America, and the president, commander in chief, is complicit. If not,
he wouldn't have a problem with this. That he would say, "Well, it's better safe than sorry."
Right, but
so
God
this guy's
forbid,
humiliated.
Yeah, God forbid him or one of his evil crotch spawn or any other privileged white person be detained for 5 seconds for any reason whatsoever.
My God.
How dare they be inconvenienced? What do you mean you're stopping me?
I mean, it's a white person telling the cops to pull over a black person, and they did it.
Right.
I mean, it's fucking insane. I mean, we've gone backwards in this country. We've gone fucking backwards.
And then the white people, the racists will say, well, you should have just let that woman talk to that girl. Fuck you. No, he does not. No, he does not.
Hey, guys, all this hope we have for the blue wave and things are going to change, that's good and all. But do you expect this guy to have hope? How do you think he fucking feels? We are losing.
Yeah.
This is garbage.
I would pay money for this. Michael Avenatti has challenged Donald Jr. to a cage match for charity.
Oh, shit.
I would.
Avenatti's got to win, right?
Against Don Jr.?
Yeah, Avenatti would beat
the shit. That doughy fop, Don Jr.? Of course.
Avenatti would beat the shit out of Don Jr.
It's not
That's
out
what
of
I'm
him.
Saying.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I thought you were questioning it even for a moment.
No, a fucking course not.
Good God. That would be great. This guy tweeted, I'm having lunch with Michael Avenatti at the Vanity Fair Summit. He's proposing a 3-round MMA fight with Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, that would be great.
Then Michael, for charity, no joke, Michael Avenatti tweeted, this would be for two great causes. I'm in.
I love that.
Two great causes.
Yeah,
for charity. And the good
why
of the
you
universe
fight all his, why
to
you,
watch a Trump get the shit beaten out of him.
Fight Eric Trump, too. Fight the ugly one.
Oh, there's an Eric Trump story today. Did you see?
No.
Eric Trump, in typical Trumpian fashion, tweeted something. He tweeted a meme, a get out to vote meme. And I think it was like a map of the United States with the date of each registration deadline.
Oh, okay.
In each state.
Right.
That Eric tweeted, and he tweeted something like, you know, get out and vote, and, you know, we got to beat the libs and stuff like that.
Yay.
But it turns out that the graphic that he used and tweeted out was stolen from rockthevote.org. And he literally cropped out their logo.
No shit. Wow. Well, that's what they do. They steal.
So it was a Rock the Vote map.
God, that's
that
fucking
he
funny,
then
man.
Stole and turned out Rock the Vote, not happy at all.
Right.
Eric tweeted.
Yes.
Tweeted it out, and Rock the Vote has now responded.
Okay.
And it's great. As soon as I call it up, they basically said something like, we know you're used to stealing from everybody.
Right, dude.
We know you're used to cheating and stealing from everyone.
Right.
Eric Trump called blatantly stealing Rock the Vote's registration deadline graphic.
Right. How ridiculous.
He encouraged followers in 16 different states to register to vote by the end of the deadline. To illustrate his point, he then posted a photo of a map that displayed voter registration deadlines.
Yes.
Cropping out the Rock the Vote logo at the bottom.
Yeah, that's, and it's also a little disingenuous for Republicans to tell people they want you to vote, because they really don't, because Republicans win when people don't vote.
Well, he's only tweeting to his white followers.
Oh, that's true.
He's not encouraging brown people to vote.
Oh, yes.
Rock the Vote responded, "We know you're accustomed to ripping folks off, but claiming our graphic for partisan hackery when you support voter suppression and the disenfranchisement of millions is gross, even for you."
Yes, dickhead. Yes.
And Rock the Vote is kind of nonpartisan. They rock. They want you to get out and vote. I mean, by definition, they support Democrats because, like we just said, the Republicans don't want people voting. They don't like democracy.
They like voter suppression. Yes. That's how they fucking win.
And disenfranchisement, like Rock the Vote said. So, for Eric Trump to steal it, again, typical Trump. Somebody with the last name Trump stole losers. Something. What a shocker.
They're fucking losers, man.
We're all surprised that the Trump crime family continues.
This administration lies. They steal. They're full of shit. If you believe anything they say, you know, shame on you. Especially at this point. I mean, come the fuck on.
The one biographer of Trump says, he had a great quote. He said, "The president is spreading an infection of indecency."
Oh, shit. They're right. I agree with that. I think that's a great characterization. It's great.
And then there's another guy out there saying that he was speculating that the Kavanaugh hearings may have been the last straw for Nikki Haley. No way. 0.0 chance.
Shit.
0.0 Bullshit. Chance. Right.
Anyone with half a brain. I can't. If you support that administration, then you're a fucking fascist. You're just as bad as Trump. You're evil. You're hurting the country. There's nothing. Any of those people in that White House, the best thing they could do for this country would be to resign and call for his resignation. Anything extra or anything aside from that is garbage.
God, there's a story, raw story. Some Trump supporter had his truck set on fire. We don't approve of that at all.
No, not at all. But that's something they do. They're the angry mob, by the fucking way. That's not, you know, I don't know.
Trump supporter allegedly had his truck set ablaze and tagged with graffiti
while
it was parked outside of a bar in Portland.
Right. False flag bullshit. Yeah, you know.
He was parked outside the Garage Bar and Grill, an area that includes a number of record stores, marijuana dispensaries, and breweries.
Yay!
Sounds like a fun area.
Right. I wish we had a marijuana dispensary nearby. That'd be nice.
His truck had several Trump stickers on it, including one that said, "Make liberals cry again."
Yeah. Fuck you.
He's certain his car was targeted because of his Trump stickers, because somebody spray painted Trump on the side.
Right. God.
So we don't even have proof of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm sure they'll be squealing about that on the right. Look at how violent the left is. That's their word now. It's they got the memo and they sent it out. Every single one of them is using the word mob. No, every single one of them is using the word mob to refer to Democrats.
It's fascism.
Mob rule, mob rule, mob rule.
We think this blue wave is going to happen, right? But we don't know how Russia's fucking with our elections. We know that that guy in Georgia purged a shit ton of people from that the registration rolls.
1 out of 10.
Yeah. So why do we think Trump and the Republicans, if they know a blue wave is coming, why wouldn't we think they'd do something underhanded to prevent it? Or why wouldn't we think they would cheat or lie? Because that's what they do.
Yeah. Dateline Maine? Well, actually, Texas and Maine.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of good news, by the way.
Yes.
Did you see there was a poll that came out?
No.
That was, I think it took place after the hearings.
Right.
So when the Republicans are talking about how this Kavanaugh hearing is going to fire up the Republicans, that's it. You Dems are screwed now.
Fuck you.
After how horribly you treated poor Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah. We should have treated him worse.
The country's going to be outraged.
God. I thought we were easy on Brett Kavanaugh. Think about who he is. He's going to get a lifetime appointment. We were easy on him. We should have been harder.
But this poll, the poll shows that in the generic ballot, the Democrats jumped 5 points to 16 points ahead the generic ballot for November.
Wow.
People are pissed.
Yep.
Pissed. And pissed brings people out.
Good. People should be pissed. You're right, man. They should be upset and angry. You shouldn't. If you're a liberal, you should feel. You shouldn't feel good. You shouldn't be happy.
So that GoFundMe is approaching $4 million.
Okay.
Against Susan Collins.
Ooh, nice.
John Fugelsang.
Oh yes,
you know him. He's a comedian and a he's got a radio show, political commentary type dude.
Right.
Tweeted, "Dear Susan Collins, I really struggled with this, but my tourist money just voted against ever visiting Maine while you remain in office."
No, fuck.
And it went viral.
Okay.
And now a whole bunch of people are saying that they are going to be boycotting Maine.
Damn. The whole state?
Struck a chord with his over 500,000 followers.
Okay.
Including one owner of a Texas restaurant chain who has now will be canceling his seafood orders and moving them to neighboring New England states.
Somebody in Texas is boycotting Maine?
Well, he runs a restaurant business and orders his seafood from Maine.
Wow.
According to his name is John Tesar, T-E-S-A-R.
Oui.
He owns 6 restaurants in Texas. With plans to open a seafood restaurant in Laguna Beach, California.
Okay.
Says he's pissed and taking his business elsewhere.
Fuck yeah, baby.
"I'm so disappointed and angry at her. My intent is not to hurt the fishermen. It's to have them vote her out of office.
Right.
The only way to make a difference in this day and age is economically."
Right.
And on November 6th, he
said. Because you know what? These guys can't be shamed. Anybody that votes yes, God, anybody that voted yes for Kavanaugh has no shame. Mm-hmm. After hearing what Christine Blasey Ford had to say, held down in a fucking, I don't know, with a hand over her mouth, she thought she was going to fucking die.
He confirmed he will take hundreds of thousands of dollars in business that he spends on lobster, fluke, sea urchin, and scallops from Maine.
Right.
And is moving them to suppliers from other coastal states.
You ever had sea urchin? Well, no, not you. I mean, you're allergic, but...
The hometown paper said they have also talked to Maine lobstermen who are saying they're losing business.
Damn.
Because people around the country are saying, fuck Maine.
They're seeing a difference just because of the way Susan Collins voted.
Yep.
I mean, think about that, Sue. What do you think about that? What do you think about the outrage this country is going to have over you? My God. What did Trump do to buy her? What did the GOP do to buy her for that fucking vote? What is she getting?
Someone else claimed to have canceled the $2,200 reservation at a resort that they were going to.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm boycotting Maine, too.
A lawyer who lives in Massachusetts says not only is she boycotting, but she's actively campaigning for others to boycott the state.
Nice.
She says she normally goes to Maine once or twice a year to shop at outlet stores.
But not anymore, motherfucker.
But she's stopping because of Collins's intellectual and moral dishonesty. "I'm not going to set foot in the state of Maine as long as Senator Collins is senator there. I won't even order from L.L. Bean anymore. I'm just disgusted."
Damn.
"There's just one thing that makes people pay attention, and that's money."
She's right. I bet people have the same idea about our country, by the way. Do you think we've lost tourism dollars because of Schittler?
We definitely have. We did the story of because of their country saying, especially if you're brown, don't go to the United States because the police will kill you.
That's
and the
crazy.
Racists on the street will kill you.
It's not safe here. I mean, imagine you tune in the television. You're like, whoa, what's up with Charlottesville?
It's not safe from the police.
Right. From the cops.
They're telling their people because they're brown.
I mean, that is totally fucking fucked up, dude.
That the police are racist and will kill you.
We live in a... God, we're in the 1950s or the 60s or something. We've gone backwards.
Let's see what else is going on. I don't know. Good news?
Ooh, with a caveat.
This is out of, well, I guess this isn't good news, but this is just a little bit of the impact worldwide. By the way, there's a bunch of stories out. Nikki Haley was also in her lavishing of Trump's nasty,
ooh, yes,
hanging pink white sack.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That the United States has never been more respected. And more looked up to in the world. And then just
citations.
Literally, like this week, there's a new poll out that shows that
people hate us.
The world hates us.
Yeah. We're dickheads.
Hates the United States of America by like flipped. Like 70% hate us. Whereas when Obama was president, the question is, what do you think of the United States leadership in the world? Now, 60% hate it.
Well, of course. Or
70% hate it. When Obama was president, 60% approve.
Yeah. I mean, we have lunatics in charge. We pulled out of that Paris thing. We pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. We're fucking up Southeast Asia.
And the deplorables love it. See, they don't care.
Good, good. I hope the rest of the world hates us. Nobody's taking no vantage of us no more. God, and they thought Obama was feckless, like, with his foreign policy.
Yeah.
You know, that was ineffective. I mean, you know, and I'm not for this, but you know he was droning the shit out of other countries, guys. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you like that? I mean, I think it's horrible, but I'm sure it would appeal to some of you loons.
So this is in a country that is unabashed in its open and outward hatred of Donald Trump.
Okay.
The Scottish.
Get in me belly.
Whatever. Who, I believe their parliament voted they didn't want him there.
But he's got a whole golf course, right?
Yeah, but they hate him. And that's one of the reasons, that's why they hate him, because of how he fucked the people there.
Yeah.
And screwed the local municipalities to try to get past their laws and put his horribly ugly golf course there.
Right.
There's that famous picture of that neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Trump is a cunt. It's the neighbor
sign, right?
In Scotland. Yeah. Trump is a cunt.
How did we elect the worst person on the planet to be president?
So in Southwest Scotland, there is a new vacation holiday park.
Yes.
And they're upset because now they're thinking they have to change their name.
Okay.
The owners of Turnberry Holiday Park.
Turnberry.
Are considering ditching the Turnberry part because of Trump's nearby Turnberry Golf Resort.
So it's named the same thing.
Which is probably named after the area.
Yeah,
but now
yeah.
They feel like they can't name their resort after the area because the name of Turnberry is so stained orange.
It's been sullied!
That they can't, they don't want to associate their holiday park with anything that might have Trump scum taint on.
Yeah, that's our president. They're so disgusted by our president. It's not even his fucking name. Not even his name.
They should name it the Obama Holiday Park.
Oh, guys, listen to At Vile Experience. Please do that. That would be brilliant. That would be brilliant.
They have fears that folks may incorrectly associate them with the Trump organization.
Of course.
Andrew Howe. CEO of the owner of the parks, Bridge Leisure Parks.
Right.
Said, we've worked hard to make Turnberry a wonderful holiday park.
Hello.
And are concerned. Oh, well, I wonder if he's Scottish. We've worked hard to make Turnberry a wonderful holiday park and are concerned that customers are put off.
Freedom!
Due to the Trump effect.
Of course. Dude, I'm not going to go to a Trump hotel or a Trump restaurant. I don't want to spend my money there. I don't want to prop up that motherfucker.
Oh, never. Yeah.
I get it.
They're asking people on Facebook to help them with a new name.
How about Fuck Trump? Fuck Trump Resort. I like yours, Obama.
Surprisingly, no one has yet suggested Parky McParkface. It says here.
Bodie McBoatface.
Which would be better.
I love that story.
Than,
what was it? They asked a bunch of people in a country to name a new boat or
in Britain
whatever.
To ask to name their new little submarine or something. Right. And it was Bodie McBoatface.
That's pretty funny.
Be careful.
Hilarious.
Be careful what you offer the internet.
Oh, yeah. 4chan.
That's what's going on in Scotland.
Yay!
Scotland hates him.
Of course. I don't know. I don't know what country would like him, but North Korea. I mean, Kim Jong-un likes him.
Doesn't like him.
Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un uses him. I'm sure Kim Jong-un hates him.
Yeah, you're right.
This morning, they asked him about they're setting up another summit, another useless summit.
Right. No, it's not useless for him.
It's not useless for
Kim Jong-un gets a lot out of it.
They're setting up another summit, and they asked, well, what do you think? You're going to have him at Mar-a-Lago? And Trump's like, oh, I would love that. He would love that.
Oh, God. I mean, how many times did Obama have Kim Jong-un out to the White House or as a guest in America? Zero. Why don't you have Duterte over, dickhead?
Trump's America.
Fuck you.
We've got a, let me just... I'll tell you, it's already too late, but I'll give you the quote, and you can tell me whether this person is a Democrat or a Republican.
Me?
Yeah, anybody. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Gee, do you think a Democrat or Republican would compare welfare recipients to starving animals?
I'm going to go with a Republican.
Of course.
Pat. They dehumanize. That's dehumanization right there, man.
Running for the... GOP Congress in Arizona.
Fuck you, boy.
In a speech to the Arizona State University College Republicans.
Eat my dick.
Candidate Steve Ferreira told the young Republicans that people who receive government benefits can no longer be self-reliant.
Okay.
It's worse than a child, he said. You've relegated them to the status of a pet.
What? God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Because if you can't feed yourself, like, we all love our pets, but if you don't put the food down for them, you don't put the roof over their head, they would starve, right? That's exactly what you've done to poor people with these programs.
Oh, my God. What about corporate welfare, though? What about that?
Shh.
Oh, okay. Not the
That's
same
not
thing,
the same,
right?
Because they're creating jobs. And, well, they're not creating jobs, but they've got boats they've got to pay for and stuff. Right?
Well, why don't you raise the minimum wage then? Well, how are you supposed to live on the minimum wage without help?
The Republicans are fucked because there was another poll out and they were talking to younger people like, what's your number one political issue right now? And overwhelmingly, they said minimum wage. Wages. Yeah. Wages need to be higher. So that when we graduate,
right,
$100,000 in debt from these stupid colleges where we have to pay $20 million a year to the basketball fucking coach.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That when we graduate with that money, maybe we can afford the $1,200 a month student loan payments.
Yeah. And we live in the gig economy, and that's not a good thing.
Right.
You think it's a good thing that people work a full-time job and a lot of people drive Lyft and Uber after they do that Postmates thing or, you know what I mean? Everybody's
not
working
people
their
like
fucking
Trump.
Ass off.
Not people like Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, those guys don't work.
Not white entitled assholes.
Of course not.
But they think you're lazy if you, what do you mean you've only got three jobs?
Oh, jeez.
Go out and get another one, you taker.
And you know what? It's a shitty message, this Brett Kavanaugh appointment, man. To me, it says that if you're a rich guy that doesn't play by the rules, that abuses women, that gets drunk, does all kinds of shitty things, you get on the Supreme Court. Or you could be president. That's what I've learned from the Trump administration. If you're a very, very bad person, you can find a lot of success in American government.
Business too, yeah.
Oh yeah, that too. But it does help if you scrabble out of a rich entitled vajayjay, right? That's probably the most important thing.
The point that we would like is our government to protect us from people like Trump.
Yeah.
And like Mnuchin and like.
Yeah, but they're our government.
And like, well, right, they own the government.
It's a real problem. God.
Thanks for listening today. We do this every goddamn weekday, y'all. 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern type coast.
That's right, Pat.
Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Listen to all the other great stuff. There's a brand new K-Voice coming down the pipe.
Viva la resistance. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a piece of.
Oh God! Well, there you go. Trump. Trump tossed a bone to Chuck Grassley.
Lucky.
After he greased the country's hole for Brett Kavanaugh.
God.
The Trump administration is moving to allow year-round sales of gasoline with higher blends of ethanol.
What does that mean?
Well, because we make so much, we grow so much corn that we don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Okay.
There have been times where we've paid farmers to not grow.
To not grow corn?
Because there's so much of it.
Pay me to not do something.
And Iowa wants to use more ethanol because now they're using the corn in ethanol. So now Trump is lifting a federal ban on summer sales of high ethanol blends.
Okay.
Trump says it's an amazing substance. Look at the Indy cars. They run 100% on ethanol.
Is that a real quote?
Yeah.
He says, look at the Indy cars.
Look at the Indy cars.
What kind of example is that? Are most people driving Indy cars?
Well, correct.
God, you're so rich. I mean, what does this guy do? He goes, I'll go to Indy car races.
The long-expected announcement is something of a reward to Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
Fuck you! Oh, man. Now all the Republicans, they get their rewards for shoving this Brett Kavanaugh right up our assholes.
The veteran Republican lawmaker is the Senate's leading ethanol proponent, because Iowa is one giant cornfield.
What do you think Susan Collins got for her vote?
I think at the very least guarantee that they'll match whatever money any grassroots people throw up against her, like this $3 or $4 million. Well, like we said yesterday, the Mercers could fart that out in the morning and not care one tiny bit.
Are we supposed to be surprised when Trump gets reelected in 2020 and he appoints Susan Collins as Secretary of State? Are we supposed to go like, ooh, I'm so shocked?
Grassley said it's a very good victory for agriculture.
Fuck you. God, how is he still alive? I heard him talk. God, how are you still in government, dickhead? The words barely coming out of your fucking mouth.
The change would allow year-round sales of gasoline blends with up to 15% ethanol. Gasoline typically contains 10%.
Yay.
The EPA currently bans the high ethanol blend, called E15, during the summer because of concerns that it contributes to smog on hot days.
Fuck it, baby. You ever see those pictures floating around on the internet of New York before
Los Angeles?
Yeah, like in the 70s and stuff. That's what we want to go back to. Gray skies, just fucking dirt everywhere. Here, shove some ethanol up your fucking asshole. Who cares? Oh, man. Yeah.
It says lifting the summer ban is expected to be coupled with new restrictions on trading biofuel credits. that underpin the federal renewable fuel standard.
Okay, so you're gonna let people use ethanol, and then we're gonna roll back and fuel efficiency.
Use
shit.
Use them as much as you want. Yeah.
Just face fuck the environment, please. Skull fuck the environment.
The renewable fuel standard was intended to address global warming, reduce dependence on foreign oil, and bolster the rural economy by requiring a steady increase in renewable fuels.
Fuck you, cuck.
So we can't have that, of course.
I don't know. When we do this show, sometimes I don't know what I'm supposed to do other than yell or, you know, beat on the arms of my chair and rage.
The oil industry,
shit,
unsurprisingly, is against.
Oh yes,
adding ethanol, because that means less oil's being used.
Suck a big ethanol dick.
I mean, that's not the reason. They're worried that it damages high ethanol gasoline damages engines and fuel systems of older cars and motorcycles.
Okay.
That's why they claim they're worried.
Liars!
We don't want the consumer. We don't want their cars being destroyed by this gas you're putting in.
Please.
Use our awesome oil.
Listen, kleptocrats. Whenever you claim you're doing something for altruistic reasons, you are lying. And shame on anyone that believes otherwise. You're a fucking idiot. They're lying. They're full of shit. Right? They're lying. It's disingenuous.
The ethanol industry trade group says allowing it to be sold year-round gives consumers greater access to clean, low-cost, higher-octane fuel.
I'm choking to death on smog.
Well, right.
Fuck you.
Well, they deny that
it
contributes to smog, of
course. Oh, fuck off!
I'm sure they have their own studies commissioned by their own scientists that prove it, Ryan.
Exxon did a study.
And all the rest of the science that proves otherwise is lies.
Right. Shut up, liberal freak. What are we? I don't know.
Capitalism. It's all capitalism.
But what if our environment gets to the point where everything's gray and smoggy
it
and
will.
We're all fucked? What good's your money going to do you then if you can't breathe? What are you going to do with your money? Choke on it? Shove it up your ass?
They
spend it?
They don't think like that.
You can't breathe. Nobody can breathe, but you're rich. So what?
They don't think like that.
Yes.
They don't care about the future. They talk about the children. What about the children? What about the grandchildren?
Ooh.
What about these deficits that Negro left us with? What about my great-grandchildren? They don't give a shit about that.
It's amazing that they don't. No, wait. I'm sorry. I was about to say it's amazing that they don't give a shit. No, it's not.
Well, right.
It's what they do. I don't mean to be naive. I apologize to the listeners. It's not amazing. Republicans lie. It's like breathing.
Yeah,
they don't fucking care.
And this current crop of Republicans is
garbage,
evil.
I mean, let's Chuck Grassley. I mean, after hearing him on those Kavanaugh hearings, I mean, he disgusts me, dude. He's disgusting.
God, there's a new more proof out that the. These tax cuts didn't work.
Yes.
Like the Republicans said they would.
Okay.
People are not getting. Paul Ryan was saying, people are going to get $4,000 or $5,000 on their paychecks every year and stuff like that. And that's not happening.
So they lied.
Do you remember when he came out and said that some woman told him how she was getting like $3 a week? And she's like, I can get another coffee.
Oh, boy, $3 a week.
That's great.
God, is it my imagination or is it like Paul Ryan hung around to shove that tax cut up our asses and then left? And then left.
Yeah.
Then just left. To go back to Wisconsin and shove cheese up his fucking asshole. Now what, Paul Ryan's going to run for president?
Oh, I would think undoubtedly, yeah.
Dude, he's a reptile. Seriously, look at me. He's a reptilian lunatic.
Sure.
The only person that I feel like has less charisma than Paul Ryan is that, who's that guy in Texas running against Beto? That piece of shit.
Ted Cruz?
Whose dad killed Kennedy. Yes. God. Who has more personality, Ted Cruz or this disgusting Paul Ryan fuck, Eddie Munster?
Ted Cruz has more personality. It's
bullshit.
It's bad.
Are you kidding me? You think?
No, he has more personality.
That's bad.
Just bad.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan is like as exciting as a paper bag.
Let's just find me. Just for a second, indulge me. Let's try to think of a Republican that isn't just total human garbage. You tell me somebody that's not garbage and I'll explain to you why they are or vice versa.
Well, total.
They're all garbage.
Total human garbage.
Okay. I'll start.
Kasich.
Garbage. He hates women. He doesn't want you to be in charge of your own vagina. Imagine if you had a pussy.
Right.
You'd hate him. Okay. God, one of the Pauls, Rand Paul. He's great, right?
Yeah. Apparently.
He's a racist. I hate this game. It's something else.
It's too stupid. Easy.
It makes me mad.
More of Trump's America.
Fuck you. Where's my hood? I'm gonna burn a cross. Eat my dick.
Friday in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Fuck you, boy.
A gentleman by the name of Taylor Wilson.
Right.
Was sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Oh, shit.
After he last year boarded an Amtrak train.
Okay.
Armed with a gun.
Oh, God.
Broke into the engine compartment to disable the train.
Who the fuck is this guy?
He is a neo-Nazi.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
and it's now been revealed that he attended the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville.
Oh, the Jews will not replace us?
Marching right next to the guy, James Alex Fields, that ran over Heather Heyer and murdered
him. These guys, I don't know. Hey, Trump should have been... Dude, when Trump went on TV and said many sides, he should have been impeached. He should have been fucking impeached.
Taylor Wilson is a card-carrying member of the neo-Nazi National Socialist Movement. I didn't know they had cards.
Wow, and listen to all those names. Just say, hey, we're a bunch of bullshit, ignorant, stupid, fucking racists. See, what is that name again? Can you read that one more time? What are they a member of?
The group?
Yeah.
National Socialist Movement.
That sounds too civilized. That sounds too civilized for these fucknuts.
Well, and it's not socialist either, by the way.
Right. You guys are a bunch of racist, ignorant creep fucks.
He entered the engine compartment, cut the lights to the passenger compartment,
okay,
disabled the train, causing panic among passengers.
I'm riding a train. I'm trying to get somewhere, but no. Some weird-ass Nazi fuck snuck into the engine room.
He told authorities he was, quote, trying to save the train from black people.
Oh, God. Ugh. What happens to people? How is this guy?
Now, obviously, there's a mental issue other than the normal racist, white supremacist, Nazi mental issue. But obviously, something snapped. Why would you jump on an Amtrak train to save it from the blacks? Something obviously went wrong.
You had really
shitty
parents.
But if that ideology is bouncing around in an ill brain, this is what gonna happen.
And wait, you said this guy attended that Charlottesville thing. And then our president said many sides. And then this guy gets a gun and hijacks a fucking train, or he tries to.
At his house, behind a secret compartment,
ooh,
they found thousands of rounds of ammo and a tactical shield, along with white supremacist documents.
What a shithead. I mean, there's nothing.
He's also been suspected of sneaking around town, putting up whites only signs at businesses.
Wow. Hey, thanks for contributing to society, fuckface. Good job. Oh, my God. What do we do with people like this? Well, he's in jail for how many years?
He's going away for 14.
Good. God, I don't want to fucking. Good. I don't want to. They found out that this guy.
This week it was revealed that not only was he an avowed white supremacist, but he had actively participated in the Unite the Right rally.
Yay!
Saying he wanted to be a martyr for the white supremacist cause.
Oh God, you're a moron. Somebody didn't hug you enough when you were growing up.
He spoke regularly with members of the now defunct Traditionalist Workers Party.
What?
We did a story about that a little bit.
Fucking fuck.
Those guys ate each other. Like, that's what happens is
they eat each other.
These morons get together.
Yes.
And if there's no, you know, black people around to hate, they start hating. They start going after each other like the Bundys. Remember?
Ooh,
they all
yes.
start fighting each other.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because they're such scum and low-life human beings that they can't be even alone with their own kind for more than
because,
10 minutes before
the
they start attacking
of what they,
each other.
They believe in is based right. in ignorance. I mean, there's no way if you're a racist to the point that you're some whacked out, avowed Nazi fuck that gets a gun, hijacks a train to save it from black people. This just
so they found out this guy attended far right rallies all over the country.
Yes,
there's a picture of him from the Charlottesville rally.
Yes.
Literally, it says, holy shit, Taylor Wilson, the man who just pleaded guilty, was sentenced to 14 years for an act of terrorism against an Amtrak train,
okay.
is seen here in the same frame as James Fields, the Charlottesville attacker.
Oh, shit.
The two of them are standing side by side.
Right.
They're yelling something. One of them is wearing the outfit, the khakis with the white polo.
Oh, it looks like he's in Sound of Music.
And they both have these weird shields, these weird round, like Captain America shields with these weird symbols on them.
So when these racists go to different places to protest, where are they
it's
fucking?
It's cosplay.
Do they always wear the polo with the khakis now?
That's a new thing.
Why? Who wants to wear that anyway? I mean, when was the last time you wore a polo and the khakis? There wasn't the 1980s.
I'm not a load.
Well, I know. People used to, you know,
right.
wear, I mean, what I'm saying. I hate these people. I just hate them.
It says here, this is from Think Progress. Wilson is just the latest domino to fall in the line of white supremacists. Last week, four members of the far right Rise Above movement.
RAM.
R-A-M. In California, were charged with inciting a riot and assault.
Well, Pat, many sides. What the fuck do you want? There are many sides. Our president said many fucking sides, so what do we fucking expect?
According to ProPublica, RAM is a self-styled far-right fight club.
Oh, God.
Their members were among the most violent in Charlottesville. These four now were charged with inciting a riot to organize, promote, encourage, participate in, carry on a riot, and violent encounters in Charlottesville.
You know what I don't understand sometimes? Like, what do you want from life? You want to have fun? You know, you want to, I don't know, do different things. You want to experience shit. You want to get laid. You want to eat good food. You want to have a good time. What does that have to do with being racist? You know what I mean? What do you get out of that?
Because they feel that it's being taken away from them in some way. That the blacks are taking their jobs and their welfare money.
Right. Okay.
I'm not saying it makes sense at all.
No, I know. I just constantly, there's just no other reason for it other than you're as dumb as fuck.
And racist.
So what does that tell us? There's no reasoning with these people. They have to be.
Well, there is. There's those that change.
I mean, I guess, right? There are racists out there that one day wake up and they're like, we're not racist
anymore.
Yeah,
there's a couple of them now that are, there's one guy who shaved head tats, was a Nazi. He was a Nazi leader and now he's out speaking against them and trying to convert Nazis. You know why he became a non-Nazi?
Why?
Because he started hanging out with black people who were nice to him. And he realized that they're humans.
the hard things with these ignorant racists is that we have to wait for them to experience what they hate and understand that their views are stupid. That's what we're waiting on. I don't know. How sad. I hate it. Our country is held back. We're being held hostage by racists and we're fucking tolerating it. God, they're dumb. Let's go get them.
Favorite headline of the day.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, by the
Danke.
Way. Join us on social medias and everything. And
tweet us at crabdiving.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy shit.
We get paid, baby. We get rich.
I believe we had done this story before.
Yes.
This is a follow-up.
crab diving motherfucking follow up.
But the headline in the Miami Herald,
yes,
is worth the whole price of admission. The headline says, did the commissioner accused of sphincter bleaching just compare the mayor to Hitler?
Ah! I remember this guy. This guy got his asshole bleached in...
Last month, the mayor of Hallandale Beach, Keith London, bizarrely accused fellow commissioner Annabelle Lima Tobe of profiting from bleaching her sphincter.
Yes!
Causing public outrage and a whole bunch of angry Me Too posts on social media. Now, Annabelle Lena Tobe is the one under fire for apparently comparing the mayor to Adolf Hitler during the regularly scheduled commission meeting.
Right. God, how did that come up?
Both of them are Jewish.
Okay.
The vice mayor says that yes, she compared him to Hitler, and that she and the mayor are offended. Miss Lima Tobe says she did not compare him to Hitler.
Tobe.
She, whatever the interpretation, she did throw out the names Hitler and Castro in her comments.
This is crazy. This area is nuts, right? I mean,
this is Florida. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is a commission. Yeah. This is the city commission.
What's your asshole color out there? If you're bleaching it, what do you go with? Antique white. I go with a bone.
The first item on the Wednesday night agenda was a proclamation sponsored by the mayor Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Hallandale Beach.
Right.
During the opening statements, she called London. Now, this is the guy who accused her previously of bleaching her asshole.
Oh, okay.
The biggest, most corrupt criminal to ever grace the city.
Yes.
She said the domestic violence proclamation was a joke.
Right.
A man who sat here a month ago dared to talk about my private parts, sponsoring a proclamation for domestic violence. Wow. That's like Hitler having a proclamation for Jews.
Yeah.
Or Fidel Castro having Freedom Day for Cubans. Well, you know, I would have to say that it does sound like she compared him to Hitler.
Right. It sounds like that's exactly what happened.
London's clutching his pearls. He's offended.
Can we just who accused who this of is, this is bleaching their asshole?
The mayor,
right?
London accused Miss Lima Tobe
of bleaching her asshole.
Yeah, I think she owns
an asshole bleaching service.
Well, a business where they also one of the services they provide is you can have your asshole bleached.
I believe
it's a
right
some kind of a spa kind of a deal. God.
You know, I don't know. In Florida, you can do that? It seems like a
asshole bleaching.
Seems like a thing that's unique to
it's
Cali.
It's definitely California. Yeah,
I don't know. In Florida, you can have your asshole bleached
so and your vagina rejuvenated.
Right.
In California, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Until somebody had to.
Yes. In Florida, you can have your asshole bleached so there's the design of a swastika on it. I'm sure. I want the stars and bars down there.
So there you go. A little bit of fun if you live in Hallandale.
Does that make sense? Like you'd have your asshole bleached so there's a pattern, a bleach pattern of. Okay. I want to make sure that was clear for our audience.
I guess you could do a surgery so that the actual sphincter looked like a. So it closed like a swastika.
It's probably a Play-Doh set that does that, you know. Neo-Nazi Play-Doh set.
We got about 15 minutes ish or so left here in the big old show today.
Bleach my asshole.
I just saw something that I thought was funny. I think this was out of Colorado. They, on a stretch of highway, have now put up, after repeated replacement signs, have been stolen.
Oh, fuck.
They now have put up on a highway, mile 419.99 because mile 420 keeps getting stolen.
Oh, damn. Guys, stoners, please. I mean, yes, fucking hilarious, but stop stealing shit.
There's a road Wisconsin that keeps Stoner Road or Stoner Highway or Stoner Street or whatever it is that keeps getting ripped off.
I was hanging out with a bunch of comics last night. We were talking about funny names for strip clubs, and I brought up Bean Snappers from Wisconsin, and they didn't believe it existed.
About what?
Bean Snappers from Wisconsin. Yeah. You know, the strip club you bring up?
Sure, of course. They
didn't believe it existed. They thought that name was too crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it, guys. Grow up.
Head over to see some of Appleton's naked afternoon talent.
Get woke, baby!
Trump's America.
Fuck you.
We got a new... This is crazy. Right. And this is, loving Christians.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Air quotes?
Oh, big time.
Severe air quotes for the Christians.
Alabama.
Oh, God. It's just right over here. Did you know that?
Alabama.
Eat my dick!
An Alabama family.
Yes.
Have a daughter.
Okay.
Who is 21 years old.
Right.
This isn't like this is some minor.
Right.
In mid-September, a woman named Whitney Harris,
yes,
21 years old,
okay,
finally made a long flight to India,
okay,
to meet with a 20-year-old man,
right,
named Pulkit Monga, who she connected with online 2 years ago and had struck up a relationship.
Right. Okay.
She said, I left to go to India to meet my friend and to get away from my abusive mother and grandmother.
Shit.
Who have mentally and emotionally abused me all my life.
Okay.
They are, when she left, right before she was getting ready to leave. The family went against her wishes and had a Christian minister intercept her.
What?
It sounds like they were like she was kidnapped
like
or something.
A Bible strike force. A minister kidnapper. What the fuck?
An Alabama family called police in India and told them their daughter had been trafficked by a man that she had flown in the country to meet.
Okay.
But these Christians were lying.
That she had been trafficked?
No.
They just wanted her back?
Yes. God. They called the police in India.
But she's 21.
First, they had a Christian minister in the Indian city intercept her.
Yes.
And they went to India to collect her themselves 10 days later.
Right.
The mother and father met with the young gentleman's parents.
Okay.
Who took them to the holy sites and restaurants, showed them the town.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the parents, the white Christian fucks, were slandering them behind their backs.
White Christian fucks. Okay. Good Lord, man. This person's an adult.
She didn't want to leave India yet, but she told them, okay, I'll buy a return ticket to show you I'm coming back eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
But before she was able to book it, quote, her mother allegedly sent letters to the local Indian police.
Oh, my.
Complaining, accusing the young man of rape, drugging their daughter, and sex trafficking her.
Did they?
Now, these people should be jailed.
Absolutely. Did they really believe that was happening? Or was that their tactic to get her home?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter, right?
Regardless,
it's baseless.
They should be jailed for a long fucking time because they tried to ruin this man's life. After Harris and the Mongas were interrogated by police, The young woman's family then conspired with the local Christian church.
Oh my God.
To get her to the airport and out of the country.
That is insane.
She's 21.
They conspired with a church to, what the fuck kind of church is this?
Christian.
I mean, do they have like a tactical team? Do they?
I don't know. Is
Jack Bauer involved? It's crazy.
Harris eventually came back to the United States, refused to see her parents, though,
well,
upon
of course.
Coming back home, and is now working to reunite with Mr. Munga as soon as she can.
Dude, that's one of the craziest fucking but stories I don't you've see, ever done.
Why are the parents not in jail?
Yeah.
Why did they come back to Alabama to their normal life? Why are they not in jail for accusing this young man of being a rapist, drugging their daughter, and sex trafficking
and
her?
Maybe I'm not understanding correctly, but if you get someone, if you tell someone to go abduct someone, bring them back into the to wherever, and they're an adult, isn't that kidnapping? Isn't that arranging for someone to be abducted? Am I missing something?
She said that they also lied. There was a family spokesman or something.
Yes.
Talking to the media about it when the story broke. Right. The spokesman said that the Pulkit, the Indian gentleman friend,
right,
is poor and his family is poor, which is a lie. They're middle upper class in India. The father earns good money, she said.
They're just not white. Is that correct?
Well, they're Indian.
Wow. I mean, you know.
The family said that is also accusing a friend that she's staying with of purposely keeping them her from them.
Dude, every story we did today, for the most part, is about race.
A lot of it, sure. It's Trump's America.
America.
Trump's GOP America.
If you're listening, especially if you're a racist dickhead, if you're listening, can we do better? Can we do a little better? But how much better can we do with Trump? How much better can we do with our number one role model? And that's the president. Our president's our number one role model, right? He's our fucking leader. He's a goddamn racist.
Yep.
This is the best we can do. Sending a strike force to India. My daughter shacked up with an Indian man. I'm calling the church.
He's sex trafficking her.
No, you shitbags.
So she went and bought her own plane ticket to go visit him. And he's sex trafficking her and drugging her and raping her.
Hey, and maybe your daughter doesn't like hanging out with you. Maybe you're a shithead and she wants to get away from you because you're a fuckface. I mean, really.
Again, religion.
And she's 21.
And conspiring with evil religionists in India. To try to kidnap her and bring her back to the States.
If there are any white people listening and you're not woke, please understand that there are people on this planet that are not white. And they're human and they have rights just like you do, fucknut. When are you going to get that through your big, fat, fucking racist skull, you idiots?
Even if they're not Christian?
Oh, yes!
What?
Shove your white skin and your sky god up your fucking bunghole if you can. You're killing us. It's stupid. That's the craziest story we've ever done. They sent a strike force out in cooperation with our goddamn church to bring their daughter back.
Yeah.
Because she's dating somebody not white. So what?
Good news?
Okay.
And then they have to know that they're lying. And yet they were willing to have Pulkit Munga thrown in jail for sex trafficking and rape and drugging their daughter. Just to bring her back to the United States.
And people went along with it.
They're okay with
people
that.
People conspired with them to do this. The people at their fucking church.
Which is really, I don't
conspired
understand.
Conspired with them to do this.
The instant they decide, the police found out that they were falsely accusing him, why were not these Christians frog marched into Indian jail?
I don't know, dude. Because it's a double standard. You know? I don't know.
Horrible. Oh boy, there's a Nuremberg rally going on.
Oh God, what state?
Iowa.
Fuck you, boy. Oh God. Well, he just did that corn subsidy, right? That ethanol thing.
Council Bluffs, Iowa.
So this makes sense, right?
He's expected to crow about the relieving the ban on higher ethanol fuel blend. I'm going to Iowa tonight. We have a big, big crowd. We're going to make a big announcement tonight. By the way, in Iowa, we know what the announcement is. It's about the ethanol. We're going to be making a very big announcement. It's the ethanol.
Right. And then you're going to yell at the media. You're going to say Christine Blasey Ford was lying. You're going to say Hillary should be in jail. You're going to say Seth Rich was killed by, I don't know.
And the mob.
Right. Oh, yes.
The mob, the mob, the mob.
The angry leftist mob. God, I hate that we have to suffer this Schittler motherfucker. It's not fair. Most people in this country hate him. Most people in this country are progressive.
Correct.
And nobody wanted Kavanaugh. Nobody wanted Trump. 3 million less of us wanted Trump, right?
Yes.
So why do we have him? Why is he appointing SCOTUS fucks?
Because they had to make the slave states happy a couple hundred years ago.
What's her name? The socialist Democrat running in...
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
She wants to get rid of that motherfucking electoral college, baby.
Yep.
I'm for it. Fuck that. The only people that benefit from the electoral college are the GOP fucknuts, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
We didn't even talk about the swearing-in ceremony yesterday. That was...
Pardon me while I that vomit.
Was an utter debasing of the entire process.
You listened to some of it, right?
With Trump. Yeah, basically.
I couldn't listen.
Apologizing to Brett Kavanaugh. I would like to apologize on behalf of the American people.
Yes. Oh, God. Please stop, man.
For all the horrible things you and your family had to go through. And then he utterly lied.
Yes.
And said that in the toughest forum, you were found totally innocent.
God.
Untrue. 100% untrue.
It's not. Yeah. Now, I don't remember hearing anything that would refute her charge. What Christine said.
You were found totally innocent.
She had all these details. You know, her story was credible. And Brett Kavanaugh was just like, I've never been there. I don't remember. I don't know. And he lied about a bunch of other shit during the hearing previously. So I don't know what credibility this guy is supposed to have.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's confusing to me.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. A couple minutes
thanks
left
for listening,
here.
Guys.
Thanks
we
for listening
it.
And downloading and sharing and tweeting,
yes,
and
liking,
Facebooking and all that stuff.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
And thanks for being progressives.
Crab diving follow up.
Crab diving motherfucking
and good news
follow up. Oh, and good news. Wow. Shit.
Tay Tay Swift.
Oh, okay.
Taylor Swift.
Right.
Who broke. People who are trying to get their sphincters into the shape of a Nazi symbol.
Right.
All the Nazis are unhappy face.
Oh, okay.
When they found out that Taylor Swift, who had been really quiet about any political leanings.
Yes.
Finally got unquiet on Instagram.
Right.
Where she said she can't vote for Marsha Blackburn. In fact, Marsha Blackburn, I think she said something like terrifies her or something. The way that Marsha Blackburn is voted. And Mike Huckabee, we talked about yesterday, said something, tweeted out, who cares about Taylor Swift? 13-year-old girls can't vote.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. When you were having coitus with your wife to produce whoever that is,
I'll never forgive you for that image.
Why didn't you pull out and blow it all over the memory foam?
He was busy trying to, get his son off of a dog hanging.
No. Oh, is that what his son did? Hung
he
a dog?
Hung a dog at a camp or something like that.
God.
And then covered it up. His dad covered it up.
Oh.
Pop music luminary Taylor Swift's decision to wade into electoral politics for the first time.
Yes.
Has driven a spike in online voter registration.
Bam, baby.
Particularly among young people. Ha. Ha, fucking ha.
Shove it up your ass,
Mike Huckabee.
Nazis. Yes, and fuck you, Mike. Good point.
The nonprofit site vote.org reported 240,000 new registrations since Taylor Swift posted a message on her Instagram endorsing Democratic candidates in her home state of Tennessee and urging people to register.
Right. That's great.
About 102,000 of them since Sunday, they believe, are among voters between 18 to 29 years old.
No shit.
Many of them likely prompted by Swift.
Hell yeah. That's great. That's great.
Taylor Swift has 112 million Instagram followers.
Wow. And by the way, Donald, we found out that 60% of the people that follow you are bots or Russian trolls, man. You're bogus.
She has 84 million Twitter followers.
Damn. That's a lot.
Polls are showing that the Senate contest between Democrat Phil Bredesen and Republican Marsha Blackburn is virtually tied.
Okay.
In a state that Trump won by 16 points.
Right. Congrats.
She said Taylor Swift told her followers she cannot support Blackburn due to the Congresswoman's records of women's issues and gay rights.
Well, of course, man. Most sane people shouldn't be able to. You know? It should make you feel weird if you want to vote for Marsha Blackburn. It should make you feel it should make you feel bad inside.
The vote.org acknowledged that it's not possible to directly measure the impact of Swift's opinions, but one thing is clear, there was a massive surge right afterwards in 18 to 24 and 25 to 29 year old voters that is double what was like the month before and stuff right. like that. So
imagine if Tennessee turns blue, man.
A lot of them.
That's awesome.
Texas.
Right. Texas.
What if we get
a blue
senator from Texas, Beto, and an unabashed, mincing, flaming liberal, Medicare for everybody, gun control.
Yeah.
He's running around Texas preaching gun control. Well, and he's tied with Ted fucking
But,
Cruz.
You know, we know that most of the country wants gun control.
Right.
There has to be people in Texas that wants gun control. The NRA just wants to make you feel like no one wants that, right?
Correct. Or that they're, by saying we want comprehensive background checks, that means they're going to kick in your door and Obama's going to sneak in and take your guns.
See, that's it. That's the point. You're right. Damn. Come on, guys. Can we be smarter than that?
I think the gun lobby would be supporting the Democrat because gun sales dropped precipitously after Trump was elected because no more can they scream, oh, my God, Hillary's coming for your guns. Obama's coming for your guns.
Dude, that way of thinking makes me insane, though. Like, when you say that, that makes me feel like we live in Bizarroville, USA.
We do live in Bizarro.
That's crazy.
The USA is Bizarroville right now.
That's crazy.
We gotta get out of here.
What's crazy is that when Walking Dead was out, gun sales went up because they were worried about the zombie apocalypse. That's fucked up.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, on iTunes, on Stitcher, at crabdiving.com, and your favorite application. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody.
I like turtles. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.